how it all began. Billy Edward Albert Myers' spiritual experiences can be traced all the way back to a time when he was 4 years old. Billy was living in a town called Niederflach/Brilach, Switzerland. Brilach is a municipality in Switzerland in the canton of Zurich, located in the district of the same name, and belongs to the Glatt Valley, German, Glattl. As a young boy at about 3 a.m. one morning, on a mild night in May, in the year 1931, he went outside and sat down on a bench and looked up at a beautiful starry night. Then he heard a voice in his head that said, "My life is made out of the love of creation." Also a short time later, words suddenly formed on Billy's lips, which said, "Since ancient times, you have lived among the stars." And suddenly Billy knew who he was, and what his mission was on this earth. And, suddenly, impulses came from somewhere, which I later recognized as impulses from the storage banks, and many good memories penetrated me and showed me the way I had to go in my life. Thus I also suddenly knew what space and time signify concerning the evolution of human beings in all things. For more information, see how it all began. The second part of that complete passage reads, "I recognized that the light, which the stars emitted, was a light in the visible spectrum. However, the light of true love remained invisible, creational and for all great time, too. And, indeed, the beaming stars were there, which stirred in me an unfamiliar longing for the vast distance and faraway worlds." Then, words suddenly formed on my lips again, which said, "Since ancient times, you have lived among the stars," and suddenly I knew who I was, how I am and what my mission is on this earth. Billy knew at a very young age that everything which exists in a whole universe is a manifestation of the might and the infinite and true love of that mighty universal consciousness, which is simply called creation. Through this, I also learned to separate the wheat from the chaff and to look for the truth where it is basically to be found, namely, in one's own inner and innermost, as well as in one's own intellect, in one's own reason, one's own thoughts, contemplations and feelings. From this, developed the recognition and application of self-responsibility, and the recognition and fulfillment of responsibility in regard to fellow human beings, the worlds of plants and animals, and in regard to life and the creational laws and recommendations. Billy looked up to the modesty of Pastor Rudolf Zimmermann. Billy learned to draw his own conclusions and make his own decisions. He also learned that he had to find the truth in his own thoughts and feelings. Here is a great YouTube that gives more information on Sfoth. Sfoth's explanatory text PDF version. Sfoth's explanatory text YouTube version. Bly's first sight in G felt an until now unknown desire in myself, which compelled me to look high above the eastern horizon for something. This seemed very mysterious to me then. I just felt this strange desire, and I looked for anything in the azure blue sky, on this rather warm and beautiful summer morning. 10 or 15 minutes may have passed, before my eyes fastened onto something peculiar. From out of the sky, with tremendous speed, a silver flash shot down, hurled like a gigantic metallic arrow, over Aschaffenburg, right toward the 75-meter-tall Reformed Church steeple. However, just short of this large tower, the silver flash cut to the right and shot past it directly toward our house, and with great speed shot upward again. In that small part of a second, the swift flash became gigantically large and round, to a very large flat metal disc. It was like a huge discus about 200 to 300 meters in diameter. The disc sped along at approximately 200 meters high above us, completely silent. Like a flash, as it had appeared only a second before in the east, it now disappeared to the west over the Horagan Forest. Sfoth told Billy that Billy would have much suffering in his life. Billy became somewhat of a scapegoat in the village, and Billy was punished very intensely by his father. Billy was learning much from his contacts with Sfoth, and in fact, Billy spent a great deal of time skipping school. Svoth told Billy that he would have a most difficult mission and was selected for this mission before he came into this life. Billy at a very young age had a deadly pneumonia. However, Svoth healed the young boy's body when he was just 6 months old. Svoth met Billy in the forest near Bulak. Svoth took Billy up some 70,000 meters in the air. Svoth's ship was an unusual pear-shaped craft, and Svoth spoke to Billy in the dialect of his language native to his village. Billy was led into Svoth's ship, and he was asked to sit down. In the small screens on the ship, Billy could see people below the ship. The ship was up some 70,000 meters in the air. Billy was already up to the development of a 35-year-old man. Svoth told Billy that he would get a new teacher. Svoth told Billy that the people of the Earth were entering into a very dangerous time. Svoth transmitted great knowledge to Billy and at one point placed a device with many wires on young Billy's head. From the device, Billy got a great wellspring of knowledge. Billy felt very unusual forces penetrating into him, and he suddenly knew events that would take place in the future. Svoth then removed the strange instruments from his head. Svoth explained that certain abilities were awakened within Billy because of this instrument. These were abilities that Billy had developed in previous lifetimes, and these abilities would help him in this difficult mission during this lifetime. There was also some ability that this device gave him which would protect Billy from those that were trying to force themselves into Billy's mind. Billy's other personalities and bodies during other lifetimes had done similar work here on the Earth. Billy was told that he had entered life as an announcer of the laws of creation. Contacts with Svoth. Billy's first teacher was an extraterrestrial man named Svoth. The first contact with Svoth occurred on Saturday, February 3, 1945, 12:10 p.m. Billy got a telepathic message to go out into the forest near his home in Bulak, Switzerland. Out of the sky came a silvery pear-shaped craft that sat down in field nearby. Svoth, an extraterrestrial man of nearly 1,000 years. Svoth walked out of the craft and came over to young Billy. He took Billy by the hand and led him back to the ship. Svoth told him that his life would be difficult and that people would be blinded by hate and try to kill him. He was also told that his wife would turn against him as well. Billy was very wise for his age, and even older Earth humans would ask him for advice. Billy's words contain a vibration which has an inner power which expresses his modesty and love for human beings. Billy has an inspirational power which causes people to contemplate his words in a meditative power. Billy's real name is Edward, which means the guardian of the treasure. However, he is no worldwide as Billy or Beam. Billy has established himself in the background because the human beings of Earth create idols for themselves. He was told by Svoth not to go into the public too much and to remain in the background performing his mission in written form. The spiritual teaching that Billy brings is intended to transform the human beings in the world. The intention of the spiritual teaching is to awaken the human race out of their sleep. The teaching of the creational truth will become a worldwide movement that will bring peace, love and freedom to the human beings of this world. Billy was told by Svoth that he would lose his left arm in an accident in the future. He was told that there would be attempts on his life and that even his wife would turn against him and call him a hoaxer. Svoth taught Billy something called spiritual telepathy, which enabled young Edward to receive information from a spiritual plane called Arihat Athersada. Billy was told that the current time is becoming epic of great destruction and annihilation, which will start with criminal conduct of the Americans, who will drop atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Billy has come to clarify to all human beings the teaching of the truth, which will lead to the raising of the entire humanity on Earth. And what your desire is, what you want to bring the human beings, is unity, peace, concord, knowledge, wisdom, love, freedom, and harmony in more profound truth. and cognizant that, in the entire creational realm, in the entire universe, everything is one and bound together. However, this oneness and connectedness with all and everything is the result of the might and the immeasurable love of creation, which gives everything selflessly and demands no payment for it. The biggest problem of the human being is his ignorance concerning creation and its laws and recommendations. More information about Sroth's 7 incarnations of Meyer's spirit form Henoch. Henoch equals born the 3rd of February 9308 V.C.H.R. Died the 1st of January 8932 V.C.H.R. Eliah Elijah equals born the 5th of February 891 V.C.H.R. Died the 4th of June 780 V.C.H.R. Born as son of Josias of Gilead in Tisbisha, brought by a spaceship to Srinagar/Kashmir, today's name, India, died on the 7th of April 832 V.C.H.R. Josiah Isaiah equals born the 7th of February 772 V.C.H.R. Died 5 May 690 V.C.H.R. Born as son of the Ams of Sidon. Jeremiah equals born 9 February 662 V.C.H.R. Died 3 September 580 V.C.H.R. Born as son of the high priest Hilkas of Anathoth. Jmanuel equals born 3 February 2nd V.C.H.R. Died at 9 May 111 N.C.H.R. Died in Srinagar/Kashmir, today's name, India. Muhammad equals born the 19th of February 571 N.C.H.R. Died the 8th of June 632 N.C.H.R. Born as son of Abdullah of Mecca, today's name Saudi Arabia. Billy Edward Albert Meyer Beam equals born the 3rd of February 1937 N.C.H.R. Died. Born as son of the Julius Meyer of Niederflax, 8180 Bulak, and of Berta Meyer born Schwengeller, of 8492 Igetswil/Willis/Zh. Born in the house in Hergassi, Niederflax 1253, 8180 Bulak, Canton Zurich, Switzerland. The Plejaren leave the Earth. The Pleiadians left the Earth in 1995, and it is at that time that they reveal their true identity as the Plejarens, and still they fly, page 279. These Plejarens live 80 light years beyond our Pleiades in a different space-time configuration. Between 1975 and 1986 there were 3 extraterrestrial bases on the Earth. The locations of these bases included Asia, North America and Switzerland. The base in Switzerland had been on the Earth for more than 300 years. At that time there were 2,862 extraterrestrial humans on the Earth from 12 different races. During this 11-year period, 1975 to 1988, the extraterrestrials on Earth came from the Lyran, Vegin, Plejaren systems and some from neighboring stars. There are 7.5 million human civilizations in the Milky Way galaxy. And still they fly, page 234. There were 79 pure human races created by creation. However, now there are incredible numbers of different human races. The exact number of races would be expressed by a number with 63 zeros. The lifespans of human beings on other worlds can extend to thousands of years and even much longer. The diversity of human beings in terms of their size is also incredible. There are people that are only 16 inches tall, and on other worlds there are people that reach 40 feet tall. The Plejarens would not reveal the reason for leaving the Earth. However, it had something to do with an event that would take place in our near future. Creation universal consciousness is a natural production of its own evolution, just like the human being and all other living creatures, as well as the entire universe, and everything existing in it corresponds to the causal forms of evolution given by the creational natural laws. In its natural evolutive energy, it is formed so much higher over all the material and thereby exists so immeasurably high over human beings in a pure spirit energy level that it would be impossible for it to set itself in communicative contact in any way with a human being. This section describes the term creation and calls on the following sources: the Amor Book of Books, Overall Consciousness Block Love and Love Teaching Letter No. 27 Contact Report 10 Contact Report 11 Billy Answers Question About the Material Belt. Contact Report 18 The Talmud of Manual Teaching About Creation Evolution. Creation, as universal self-awareness, is the source of life of all creations within its domain, which is to say, within its universe. This universe, furthermore, is 1/10^49 other individual universes, which exist in infinite number, infinite space, and infinite time, as part of the highest form of creation, the Absolute Absolutum. Overall consciousness block your personality, respectively your consciousness gets dissolved into fine spiritual energy known as the overall consciousness block. The overall consciousness block records all your past lives' knowledge and wisdom which has been learned. Each time you die in a material body, the overall consciousness block absorbs your consciousness, which contains your knowledge and wisdom from the material life you just had. The spirit form thereby always remains the same and is connected with its created overall-consciousness-block.love. Another great saying that comes from Love Teaching Letter No. 27, page 296. The love of creation is everywhere, because without it nothing at all would be able to exist. The individual should therefore be aware that he exists only through the love of creation and that he carries this love also within himself. All of nature in its indescribable splendor is nothing but the love of creation, which is expressed visibly. Its laws are so wonderfully arranged that people everywhere come up against its radiating love. Love will continuously be the purpose of existence, and all timely it is given in logic. Nature can be defined as the natural world as it exists without human beings or civilization. Nature can also be defined as the elements of the natural world, as mountains, trees, animals, or rivers. Schöpfung is the German word for creation. The German word for splendor is Pracht. Splendor can mean a great and impressive beauty. The German word Anbeschreiblichen is translated as indescribable. Indescribable means too extraordinary for description. For more information, read Love Teaching Letter No. 27, page 296. For more information, read Fig Post About Love Teaching Letter No. 27. Each smallest plant, each ever so tiny animal was created in love by creation, each creation existing according to the same law of love. All life is in the absolute perfection that which it should be through the love of creation, and except for humans, every life form lives exactly by this creation's plan. Only humans have turned away from love and must now learn again what true love is. The infinite love of creation connects all life, because in our life this love lies hidden. The universe that we live in is the material manifestation of the wisdom of creation. Wisdom is a kind of knowledge that produces energy. When we produce wisdom and its associated energy, we help the whole creation to evolve. The purpose of human life is to acquire wisdom. Love and wisdom belong together, because creation and its laws are love and wisdom at the same time. The earth human speaks of a love that he does not know. Reverence, human of the earth, is the fundamental element of all existence, so it is therefore also the fundamental element of love itself, which is built on this all-embracing reverence. And since this is so in truth, it is also an impossible thing that love, once awakened and built up in truthfulness, can ever weaken again and become cold, or could transform into hate or be annihilated. Billy Meyer, in his book, Law of Love. http://www.futureofmankind.co.uk/billy_meyer/short_bibliography. Therefore, this emotion-based, false form of love is subject to enormous fluctuations in its intensity and can thus suffer changes and can even transform into rage and hatred. Wisdom-conditioned love is a harmonious state of absolute connectedness in all things, in indestructible form, without temporal limits. Genuine love is a wellspring of eternal constancy, which is absolutely independent of the human being's age, appearance and personality. Billy explains that love is essential for all evolution and life. Billy P.34 explains that true love is a conglomerated form of fine spiritual perception, Empfindung, and is not built upon emotions, because it is fine spiritual, fine fluidal, perception itself. So, true love comes from this fine spiritual perception of reality. Such a perception of reality comes from the respectful, concentrated observation. So, the knowledge and wisdom acquired this way, through meditative concentration on the reality of a thing, results in the experience of love. However, the ability to exercise such concentrated observation is something we Earth humans rarely possess, and therefore we must develop it through hard, ongoing practice, often over a period of many years. The more the monstrous, that is, enormous, powers of consciousness grow in him which he may, through the created knowledge and ability, employ as capabilities. Therewith he really does open himself for all creational powers that stream into him out of the infinite vastness of the universe as a living current of love. The human must feel that nature calls to his breast. Contact Report 10 Date/Time of Contact, Wednesday, March 26, 1975, 320. Contact Person, Semyosis 344 years old, about 1.7 meters, 5.5 feet tall, and is a slender, young, pretty woman with fair skin, sparkling blue eyes and light blonde hair. Unfortunately, on December 15, 1977, she suffered a life-threatening accident in the Semyas Silver Star Center in Hinterschmidtwedy and had to be taken to her home planet of Era immediately for medical treatment and rehabilitation. On February 3, 1984, the very last contact took place between Semyas and Billy. As an after-effect of her accident on December 15, 1977, she suffered a cerebral collapse in the beginning of November 1984 and was transported again as quickly as possible to the Dal universe, where she was healed by the help of Ascot and her friends, the Sinair. The Sinairettes from the Dal universe. They do not require any ships to travel through space and time. Her father, Ta, explained that the complete regeneration of her brain and all sea powers, abilities and memories lost during her collapse would presumably take about 70 years. 3. The human bears a spirit that does not die nor sleep during the deepest sleep. It records all thoughts and motions. It informs the human whether his thoughts are correct or false if he has learned to pay attention. Definition of spirit. Spirit is a creation of the creation itself in order to help itself to evolve to a higher level. The spirit is also referred to spirit form, indestructible, eternally living, loving entity, always developing. It resides in the human brain, exactly in the superior colliculus of the big brain or cerebrum. The comprehensive consciousness block, personality, resides mainly in the frontal cerebral cortex. The German word for spirit form is Geistform. 4. The spirit within the human is the bearer of the creative realm, and every human has his own spirit. To create or be creative means to evolve from one's own thought or imagination, as a work of art or an invention. A realm is a community or territory over which a sovereign rules. It is commonly used to describe a kingdom or other monarchical or dynastic state. The German word translated as realm is the word Reiches, which can mean realm, domain, kingdom or empire. The German word Träger is translated here as bearer. One of the meanings of Träger is repository. A repository is a receptacle or place where things are deposited, stored. Superior colliculus refers to the rostral bump on the lateral part of the midbrain. The midbrain or mesencephalon is a portion of the central nervous system associated with vision, hearing, motor control, sleep/wake, arousal, alertness, and temperature regulation. The midbrain consists of the tectum and specifically the following: inferior colliculi, superior colliculi. In some non-mammal species, including fish and birds, the tectum is one of the largest components of the brain. In mammals, and especially primates, the massive expansion of the cerebral cortex reduces the tectum, superior colliculus, to a much smaller fraction of the whole brain. Even there, however, it remains very important in terms of function as the primary integrating center for eye movements. From the 1970s to 1990s, however, neural recordings from mammals, mostly monkeys, focused primarily on the role of the superior colliculus in controlling eye movements. In the late 1990s, however, experiments using animals whose heads were free to move showed clearly that the South Carolina actually produces gaze shifts, usually composed of combined head and eye movements, rather than eye movements per se. This discovery reawakened interest in the full breadth of functions of the superior colliculus, and led to studies of multisensory integration in a variety of species and situations. Nevertheless, the role of the South Carolina in controlling eye movements is understood in much greater depth than any other function. Even though the size of the spirit is no larger than a needle point, its energy is enormous and spreads out evenly like a filigree web over all parts of the human body inside and out, without losing one iota of its power. With its spirit energy, it brings life to every cell in the human body. Click here to continue. Contact Report 10, Part 2. Contact Report 1177. In the non-creational thinking human being, the material intellect, with all its given limitations, takes the highest place and thereby has as a consequence a tremendously slow development of the spirit and the consciousness. 83. The material intellect accepts the testimony of the material senses and their resulting conclusions, but rejects the deepest subjective intuitions. 132. Life is the teaching of the spirit for the spirit. Therefore, in order to avoid the downfall of humanity in the new millennium, in the third millennium, it is necessary to find the way back to creational truth and the creational laws and recommendations, to follow them and therefore to make everything new with regard to learning and knowledge of the effective plan of creation. However, this can only happen if the human beings of Earth once again find and follow the roots of creational truth, and therefore the creational laws and recommendations. Creation is identical to universal consciousness, and exists in a double helix, egg-shaped configuration. Creation is spirit in its purest form and immeasurable in its wisdom, knowledge, love and harmony and truth. As a whole, all of the creation universal consciousness is completely balanced. As a result, neither good nor evil exists in it, but only neutral balance. More info. The idea of creation is different than the idea of God. God delusion. For a more comprehensive look at creation, take a look at this page: http://www.futureofmankind.co.uk/billy_meyer/creation.Our universe is shaped like an egg. If you were to cut it half and look inside, you would see a cross-section that would have concentric circles that would look very much like the rings in a tree trunk. The center contains the highest form of energy. The second, third and fourth layers serve different purposes and have a diminishing force of energy. The fifth layer is called the material belt and has all of the planets, stars and galaxies. The fifth band is the only band that contains material life forms. All of the other bands are different forms of spiritual energy that play a part in the development of the material band. The sixth band is used for space flight because time is different there and it allows the vast distances of space to be covered in very small amounts of time. The seventh band is called the push belt and exists to keep energies of other universes out of ours. Thus in the beginning creation created the empty expanse of the universe in which still prevailed endless duration, and still no space had become present. Canon 8 Falanurado embodied the idea of change into becoming was created, and the endless duration became time and empty expanse became space. Yet space was still empty and time stood still therefore. But the idea brought forth movement. The duration split itself into minutest impulse units,